Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate you guys taking the time out. We're going to get right to it. It's Tech Thursday, third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour, and that means we have Burton Kelso. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm okay.
Oh, all that energetic intro, and then you can just say, I'm okay.
I'm okay. And I just, that's basically, you know, I'm not going to oversell it. I'm not going to undersell it. I'm okay.
Right.
So.
You ready for the holidays?
Not really, but it's coming whether I'm ready or not, isn't it?
That's true.
That's
yeah.
Why I'm saying I'm okay. You know, I'm ready, but I'm not ready. But you know, It is what it is. You know,
right?
I'll be ready.
Well, that's good. That's important. As long as you're ready by Christmas Day.
Yes. Yeah. So this is prep time still. So yeah.
I get
it's prep time. The 12 days of Christmas come after that. Yeah, and it'll be in Christmas for 12 days, right there.
Right. I think that's the best time. You know, most of the people are on vacation. I don't have to worry about anything, so.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends, she's going to be down. I don't get a chance to see her that often, so she and her family are going to be in the area, so I'm looking forward to seeing her. So now, this time of year, I know there's a lot of tech buying for gifts and whatnot, but we kind of need to probably step back and take a look at what we're buying and how it's going to serve us through 2020. So you're going to help us get started because there's some tech resolutions that you've made available. We've posted them on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, but we want to go into them a little bit. Six tech resolutions that everyone should make for 2020 and how to keep them. And the second part is the important part, how to keep them. So your first one, you say, get serious about cybersecurity. So, yeah, let's talk about that.
I know that's your favorite subject, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And one of the reasons was because recently I heard of another – I mean, I'm not even thinking about just on the personal level, but I'm thinking about business level, government level, because there was another city I saw not too long ago that was held hostage again. You know, so that kind of bothers me more than the personal stuff, I guess, because the city has a lot of your information. A lot, so anyway.
Yeah, what city did you read about? Because I mean, obviously that's a good jumping point.
I'll get to that in a minute. I'll see which one it was. I know there was the last time we talked. There was one in North Florida. That was held hostage. I'm going to try to find out what the latest one is. So.
Right. Well, yeah, getting serious about cybersecurity is just making sure that you're aware of all of the cyber threats that are out there. Obviously, like you said, there's municipalities and hospitals and police stations that have become affected by ransomware. But the main thing that people need to understand about all of the security threats that are out there is that you've got two types of security threats. You've got your large-scale data breaches, and then, of course, you've got your user interactive data breaches, meaning that they're caused by users. But the majority of those breaches and majority of the cybercrime that you see out there, or the threats that are out there, require user interaction. So there are programs and devices out on the internet that are trying to break into your smartphones, into your computers, into your devices, but 9 times out of 10, in a situation where your computer gets hacked or your account gets hacked, it's because you gave out your password and you clicked on something that you weren't supposed to click on. A lot of these large-scale data breaches occur, especially with ransomware. It's because some employee clicked on a link in an email, and it just opened the company up to a large-scale breach. So, when we say get serious, that means get out of the mindset of thinking, well, it's not going to happen to me. I can still continue to use my weak passwords. I can still continue to do things the way that I've been doing. But cyber criminals count on people relying on those old school habits of not making sure that their information is safe.
Yeah. And the city, by the way, that apparently I found, because I found an article because there was an update, was New Orleans. And
right, really. I think I read about that. Yeah, so that's wow, that's that's
what
crazy.
They're saying,
how much did they get held for?
Yeah, they're saying that they think it might be tied to organized crime.
Really?
According to this article, yeah, I just posted it. So, yeah, that's a little unnerving there.
Well, I think the other thing that people need to realize, too, is that you're talking about criminal organizations that have gotten into cybercrime. It's, you know, I think it's still the same old myth where people were thinking, oh, it's just a couple of guys hanging out in the basements, like, you know, those TVs and movies you see with the hackers clicking on the keyboards. But it's not. There are large organizations, and that is their job. When you go to work, your job is to see how many people you can scam out of money or how many systems that you can breach in order to get information that can be used to make more money. So that's why your schools, your municipalities, your police stations, your hospitals are large targets, because they have information that can be utilized in a way that's going to generate a profit. And that information is your personal data. So, you know, your name, first name, last name, your social security number, your address, all that information is gathered. And the whole idea is to create an identity of you so that they can just infiltrate your life. That means getting into your online banking accounts, getting on to your social media accounts, getting on your streaming accounts, and selling that information over the internet. Because the most recent company that they weren't really breached, and we'll talk about this a little bit, was Disney. They got breached, but
no.
That wasn't the case. What?
Not Disney.
Oh, well, you're funny. But they didn't get breached. It's because they got people's information off of the internet. Same thing I think Dunkin' Donuts had the same thing. And Ring is the most recent culprit of this, where someone just didn't take setting up their smart home, they didn't take it seriously. So they used existing usernames and passwords that were sitting around on the internet, and they got breached. And, of course, they're calling all the news outlets, oh, these criminals were threatening my kids and saying it was Santa Claus over our Ring devices. And it turned out it was like Ring was like, we never got breached. Yeah, that person's information got compromised. So, I mean, and there's a couple of ways that you can go through to make sure to find out what information of yours is on the internet. So the first site, and we talk about this one quite a bit, is haveibeenpwned.com, which is owned with a P. But basically, people need to get in the habit of checking their email addresses on a regular basis to see if they were part of a data breach, because obviously your email is your username for a lot of your online accounts. And of course, if you're using the same email address and a password on multiple online accounts, then hackers are going to put one and one together and they're going to start accessing your personal data.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you, because there's a certain amount of personal data that's going to be out there in general, right? Name, obviously, address.
Right.
You can get off a public record.
Yeah.
If people don't know.
Right.
Phone numbers,
right.
Usually, especially if you have a business, you're going to have a phone number out there. So,
right.
Beyond that, what is it that we should, be cautious with? I know Social Security numbers have always been a big thing to be cautious about, but are there other types of information that we should be, a little bit more cautious about?
Well, email addresses are starting to become a little bit more prevalent because, like I said, you use your email address to log into just about any account that you have. I know some banks
right.
don't let you use your email. But, yeah, if you think about, like, social media or even your streaming accounts, you're using your email. So you really want to be careful who you share your email with. And part of the challenge with that is you have people out there that are still don't know how to use blind carbon copy. So when they send out emails, it goes out to everyone and their mother. So it's almost to the age where you have to create an email account that no one knows about. And that way you can use that email address to log into your online account. So that way you can keep it a little safe. So obviously you've got an email address that you correspond with, but at the same time you need to have a different email address that you would use to log into your secured online account. And
okay.
the next thing that
okay,
I think people need to keep sacred. Go ahead.
No. Because my other question is this: a lot of times when you set up a new email, they ask you for a backup email,
right?
In case they need to notify you. So I mean, you end up kind of almost going back to that initial email anyway as the backup. So isn't it still an opportunity for criminals to get that information?
No, because that email address that you give as your backup is a hidden. It's part of the two-factor authentication process, which we'll talk about later. So,
okay.
In essence, when you set up an account, if you forget your password, then it'll email that address like part of the system default to let you reset your password.
Okay.
But it's normally your main email account that's associated with your account credentials is that. Is the one that normally criminals get.
Okay.
So the other thing I was going to say people need to keep sacred is their cellular number. Because we hand it out and criminals can use that to scam us or scam other people. So it's best in the days of the WhatsApp or the Google Voice, Ring Central, or even Vonage to purchase one of those numbers and give out that number as opposed to giving out your personal cell phone number. Because, your cell phone number, obviously, when they came out with cell phones, was supposed to be like your secondary number. Like, well, it's just for the sake of convenience, I can call somebody from my cell phone. But now people have eliminated their
home phones.
Their home phone. I was going to say their brick and mortar line, but their landline. But so now people just have a cell phone. So it puts you at risk because your only means of communication can be compromised and used against you. So it's always best to have like a Google Voice number or a Ring Central or WhatsApp number that you hand out to people, to the public, so that that's compromised. You can easily change that number and go to something else. Your cell phone should be friends and family. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs use their cell phone number as their business number too. But you've got to get away from that practice and utilize something else. Because, most of the programs that are out there, G, you can download an app. So let's say, for example, you set up a Google Voice number. You can download a Google Voice app on your smartphone and make calls from your Google Voice number, and it'll show up the Google Voice number on the caller ID. So you still have access to your cell phone, but you're not giving out your cell phone information when you call within the app.
Okay. I have to look into that.
But the other thing people can do as far as making sure that they're safe and being a little bit more serious about cybersecurity is to go to fightingidentitycrimes.com and check out all of the data breaches that they have listed out, because you would really be surprised. Some of the companies that you deal with on a regular basis have been breached, and they just haven't done disclosure as to the fact that they've been breached and what information has been breached when they've been compromised. Because some of it is minor, like they got names and addresses, but others are pretty serious where a company was breached, and maybe they only breached 50,000 names, but still the information out there could really compromise your security and privacy. So it's best to go to Fighting Identity Crimes and just be self-aware and make sure that you aren't a victim of any hacks.
Okay. I will do that. I just found it. Is it also under something called Easy Shield?
The Easy Shield's like their product that I wouldn't recommend doing.
Okay.
Easy Shield, the company itself, is doing a pretty much a public service by listing all of the breaches out there. So I wouldn't recommend purchasing the Easy Shield, but I would recommend going to Fighting Identity Crimes to look at the list and kind of get an idea of what companies have been compromised. Because, I mean, there's some that haven't disclosed that information to the general public, and it's listed on there, and it can really put people at risk.
Okay, and I have posted by fightingidentitycrimes.com on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. We are going to take a quick break. We are here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday here on G's Power Hour. And if you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. And we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I am here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour, third Thursday of the month. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. Be kind to your data. What's that all about?
That means back up your stuff, essentially. But be kind sounded a little bit more fancy. But, you definitely need to take care of your data. Yes, back it up. But, I mean, that's why we have our technology devices, G, is because of the data that's on them. So,
okay.
I mean, obviously, we can always go out and buy a new smartphone or a new tablet or computer if we lose that device, but that data is precious. And in today's digital world, everything is electronic. Family photos, documents, tax information, you name it. It's even videos. Family videos are more digital, or I should say are digital too. So you really need to take steps to back it up. And people feign ignorance when it comes backing up and don't really do their due diligence, because there's always this myth that you can retrieve data regardless. And that ain't the case, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Data recovery is expensive. And a lot of times it's a process where you can't retrieve the data that it's lost forever. So there's there's many ways of backing up your information. My suggestion is always to choose an option that will automatically back it up for you so that you're not worried about it. We'll talk on computers first for both Windows and Macintosh computers. The best program, in my opinion, would be Carbonite, which is online secure backup. For $70 a year for unlimited backup, it will automatically back up your Windows and Macintosh computer for you. That way you don't have to worry about it. Now, you can do it for cheaper if you wanted to just back up videos and photos. You could utilize either Amazon's backup service to back up your photos and videos, because if you have an Amazon Prime account, they'll allow you unlimited backup of your data. Same thing with Google. Google offers unlimited backup for photos and videos with Google Photos, which you can install on your computer, and it just automatically synchronizes it to the cloud. And I think even Microsoft OneDrive, it's not unlimited, but you can set up Microsoft OneDrive to back up your stuff to your OneDrive folder automatically. And if you use Office 365, you get a terabyte of storage with OneDrive. So, I mean, that's quite a bit of room. But, there are some people that just get carried away with videos and photos. And if that's the case, then Google Photos would be the program for you to go with. You can also I would need to explain that the difference between, say, the paid Carbonite that you would do for computers versus the free programs like automatic backup with OneDrive and Google Drive is redundancy. So if something were to happen to your files stored on Google Drive or OneDrive, then they're gone forever. Whereas with Carbonite, it gives you redundancy. So that means they have like multiple copies of your files in the cloud. So if one set gets ruined, then they can restore it from another set. And the whole purpose of backup is to at least make sure that it's in one different area than your device. So if you've got a computer, then if you back up your information to an external hard drive, that's considered a backup because you've got a backup of your data. But to take it a step further, if you back it up to the cloud, it's going to give you a little bit more security because, especially with Carbonite, you're going to have multiple backups of those files, which is what you want because you never know when something catastrophic is going to happen.
Now, the next thing that is on your list, it's actually something that I wanted to ask you about. A couple of people have asked me, my husband and my producer, asking me about the hacking of the Ring doorbells and nursery devices and other that, which brings me to your third thing about keeping your devices and accounts secure. You talked a little bit about that with the accounts with the Carbonite and some of the other stuff. But how do you, I guess, prevent all of the stuff that's been going on? They've been talking about, you know, kids being in the house and all of a sudden people are telling you, I'm your friend, you know, and talking to them through these devices that are supposed to be monitoring them. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, definitely. The new cybercrime that's going around is called, and I want you to remember this, it's called credential stuffing. Not cornbread or white bread stuffing, but credential stuffing. And that essentially means that with all credential stuffing. So
okay.
Instead of potatoes, like the old commercial.
Okay.
But the whole purpose of, or the way credential stuffing works is that with all the data breaches that have occurred throughout the years, at least since 2012, that information is out on the web. And so what the mistake people make is that they see a data breach and they know, oh, yeah, my information was leaked in a breach, but they never go through and change their password. So cyber criminals have gotten wise and said, oh, well, people aren't taking this serious. So we're going to go and take credentials that we have from old accounts and just keep feeding them in until we find a match. And when they find a match, say with like, say, Ring or with Disney or with Dunkin' Donuts or some of the other companies. I think Bed Bath & Beyond was a victim of this too. Once they get access to your account, then they can sell that account on the dark web, especially if it's a streaming service, and then other people can buy it or use it for free, and then they can have access to your account. And if you think about, say, streaming services, that's a big – I mean, you would think you're only paying a small amount of money per month for, like, say, Netflix. But, I mean, if you don't have to pay that, you know, $11.99 a month or whatever your bill is, I mean, that's just – you know, as a criminal, that's like, well, that's less money I have to put out because I've got access to somebody else's account. And most of us, we don't check our streaming accounts to see what was the last watched movie because, you know, Netflix and all those companies don't care. You know, but, you know, obviously you should care because you don't want someone streaming on your dime. Or if you've got a smart home stuff, which, again, uses your user, your email address and your passwords, you obviously don't want criminals to access that information. And since most of your smart home stuff is web-based, that means all a criminal needs to do is to have access to a website like Ring or any of those sites or the apps and put in your username and password, and then they've got access to your stuff. So Ring has changed it now.
Mm-hmm.
Ring has changed it, and I'm sure a lot of other companies will change it so that you will have to utilize what's called two-factor authentication. So what happens is that let's say a criminal gets your credentials, and then they're trying to log in from a location that's different when you registered your device. Then the two-factor authentication basically works by saying, hey, someone's logging into your account. I'm sending you this text message to verify that it is you that is logging in. So if you've got your smartphone, then you can say, well, yeah, that's me. But, you know, if you have it and it's not you, then you can alert the – you can prevent the login from happening if you say, no, this isn't me, and then the person won't be able to get in. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Okay. You know,
but, I mean, yeah, everyone.
Everyone out there.
Everyone out there needs to just keep in mind that, you know, most of these devices are secure, but you do have to use common sense and set it up in a secured way. And most of your smart home stuff, I mean, think about it. It's basically the equivalent of having ADT come out and install your stuff. So no one would blink an eye if ADT said, yeah, we need to come out and install this stuff for you. But when it comes to smart home stuff that you see at Best Buy, most people are under the impression that they can set it up themselves. But if you've never set any of that smart home stuff at all, then my recommendation would be just to call somebody and pay them to set it up for you so that it's nice and secure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, that takes care of a lot of it.
Yeah. I mean, I have seen lately that a lot of not only the security problems that you're talking about, but even I saw something recently about when you're installing other types of security stuff like fire prevention stuff, you know, the CO detectors and some of that type of stuff, and not necessarily installing them right or properly, you know, where they're supposed to go or whatever. You know, we try to do a lot of this stuff ourselves. You know, because we see all those do-it-yourself programs on the television, but a lot of times you really need to call in someone that knows what they're doing, that's been trained and has experience to do it so that, you know, whether it's the CO detector or if it's something on your computer or even your Ring doorbell, you got to make sure that it's as safe as can be for you.
Exactly. I mean, that's what it all boils down to. These companies, most hardware and software companies, their job is to create products and sell them. It's your job to make sure that when you get these products that they're not going to compromise your personal safety or your family safety or even your business safety. So, I mean, people need to be aware, as they say.
Yeah.
So the other thing I was going to mention, too, going back to backups, I was going to say if you've got, like, an Android or an iPhone, you can still utilize Google Photos on both iPhones and on Android phones, too. And it's a good way to back up photos on your phone so that way if something happens to your phone or tablet, then you can always retrieve them from backup.
Yeah. Okay. Good information. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, he's going to talk about how we should show our devices some love right now and how if you if you have Windows 7 still and haven't upgraded, you will probably be in trouble. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour, the third Thursday of the month here, and we have Mr. Burton Kelso, the technology expert, on with us. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. And so you have said that we need to show our devices a little bit more love. And so how do we do that?
Making sure that you keep them up to date and have the latest stuff, because the thing that people don't realize about many devices is that the software and hardware manufacturers put out what's called a bug bounty, or I guess a flaw bounty. So the whole idea is to get the hacker community to kind of think outside the box, because obviously if you're designing something, you're only seeing one aspect of it. But if you put it out to the community at large, then they can find different ways to be creative and get into software and hardware devices. So they put out a bug bounty to allow the hacker community to find out if they can find out exploits in different versions of software and hardware. And so if the hacker is able to infiltrate the hardware or software device, then they're awarded the bounty once it's confirmed. And then we get the reward in the form of a security update. So those annoying security updates, some people think that, well, I don't need to download this update because my program's working and it's only a fix for a bug. And that's not the case. They're security updates because someone around the world has found an exploit in that piece of hardware or software. So then you need to go and download the update to make sure that your devices are safe and secure. And it's kind of like what I said at the top of the hour, that your devices are always – your every device out there that's current is protected from the latest cyber threats out there.
Mm-hmm.
But and they will continue to be so as long as you update your devices. So it's not like you really have to worry about your device getting hacked in as long as you keep it up to date. So as long as you keep it up to date, do your updates and keep current with hardware and software, then you're not going to be at risk. Now, with that in mind, you had mentioned Windows 7 before the commercial break, and yes, support for Windows 7 is ending. Now, it doesn't mean that your Windows 7 computer is going to die. It means that you're not going to get the security updates for the program anymore after January 14th of 2020.
Mm. I have a question, though, about Windows 10, because I've kind of heard eavesdropping, I guess, a little bit, and just people complaining about Windows 10. What's the big problem that people are having with Windows 10 for those that are complaining? What do you perceive the big problem to be? And is there being anything done to rectify it?
Well, Windows 10, like most of the other operating systems and apps out on the Internet and the App Store, is a online operating system. So if you don't disable the security options within Windows 10, then Microsoft can kind of look at some of your Windows 10 habits. But, I mean, it's an easy button to switch off because, I mean, Microsoft wants you to keep it safe and secure. Or they want you to stay safe and secure, but at the same time, I mean, you know, like most companies out here, I mean, data's king. So if they can glean a little bit of information about you, they're definitely going to do that. But it's easy. If you're concerned about that, it's really easy in Windows 10. You can just go to the Windows search and type in privacy. And then once you're there, you can go in and change your privacy options as far as what information your operating system is going to share with Microsoft.
Okay.
But, I mean, what is going on in Windows 10 is no different than what's going on with some of the other pieces of software that are out there. So, I mean, it's not like you can just say, well, I'm just going to stick with 7. Well, I mean, it's just going to put you at risk to data crime. So you really don't have a choice but to go to 10. And the good news about Windows 10 is you can still get it for free.
Okay. That's good.
You're like, I guess you must have got 10. You didn't go through the whole process of upgrading your computer from Windows 7 to Windows 10, I'm assuming, correct?
No, well, the computer I bought had 10 on it when I bought it. I have.
Oh, okay.
Within the past, right, if you bought something within the past couple of years, you probably have 10, right?
Right, yeah. If it's a computer that you purchased 2015 or newer, then, yeah, it's going to have Windows 10 on it. But
yeah.
If you had 7, there was a period of time where you could upgrade to 10 for free, and then that lasted from 2015 to 2016. So now if you wanted to upgrade it, like up until recently, you would have to pay, I think it was $120 for Windows 10 Home and $199 for Windows 10 Professional. But you can still go to the Microsoft website and download it and get it installed on your computer for free.
Oh, well, I think I have one other computer I do need to look at then. So thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it's just if you go to Microsoft site and you can click on upgrade, the Windows Upgrade Center, it'll scan your computer and it'll let you upgrade it to 10. But I don't know how long that's going to last. So, I mean, the sooner the better.
Because
obviously,
yeah.
You know, Microsoft wants to, you know, they want to capitalize on that as well. So, but, I mean, as far as Windows 7 is concerned, if you have a computer that isn't internet connected, then you can still use it. You just don't want to connect it to the internet.
I see.
For example, I ran into a customer who had Windows XP, and the guy just used it to play solitaire. So, I mean, there's really no reason why he needs to upgrade. Because it's just on the internet connected. Or not, it's not on the internet. It's just sitting there.
Not on the internet.
In a corner, he plays solitaire on it. Not on the internet. But it's not a threat.
That's an expensive solitaire toy. Anyway.
Well, it's a 15-year-old. It's a 15-year-old computer. I think it was a computer that was in its prime, was used, you know, like a regular Windows XP computer. But now it's like his and hers. The wife has a newer laptop, and then the only thing he wants to do is to play solitaire. So, I mean, it comes in handy, you know.
Yeah,
so they've definitely gotten their money's worth. And the other thing I was going to say about Windows 10 as well is if your computer runs 7, there's a good chance that it will run 10 as well. It's not like you just have to resign yourself to going out and buying a new computer.
Okay. That's good to know also.
The only thing you want to make sure is that your older programs will work with Windows 10. And, of course, before you go through and do the upgrade process, you want to back up your stuff.
Okay. All right. Yep. Back that thing up. So, another thing that you talk about when we're talking about resolutions, tech resolutions for next year, is unclutter your devices and get rid of old tech. Now, I do need probably some help with uncluttering my laptop. So, I guess my fear is getting rid of something that I think I'm going to actually need. So. What do I do?
I think everybody falls victim to that. But, okay. You know, the problem with – let's go with devices. I think the problem with devices is that, you know, technology just moves so quickly that, I mean, that old phone that you have, you're not going to use it anymore. Now, it depends – but some of that depends on what you're going to use it for. So, for example, I've got an iPhone 10, but I still have my iPhone 6, which I use occasionally to record myself during presentations. So – the camera's still good on it. If I wanted to turn it into like an iPod, I could still listen to music on it or stream music on it. But if I weren't using it for those purposes, I would get rid of the phone. Because, I mean, what is my old phone going to do that my new phone can't? Same thing with computers. Why hang on to it? I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to go back in time and use some of that stuff. So you might as well just go ahead and donate it and have it recycled. Because I think with the whole recycling and the repurposing thing, there are people out there that are thinking, well, there's somebody that can get good use out of this old device. And that is true some of the time, but, I mean, more times than not, it's just going to get recycled and turned into junk, you know. So it's best just to get rid of it rather than having it take up closet space.
That's true. But now, okay, so that you made a good point. Where do we look if we have old computers? And I know first you say we should wipe that stuff or like you said, back it up or whatever. So after we've done that, where do you go in order to donate or dispose of the old technology?
Yeah, that's a challenge because I know Best Buy will only take some of that stuff. I mean, the only thing you can probably do is a Google search on a recycling center that is near you, your location, because the challenges of recycling centers are always coming and going. So, you know, you always just have to do a Google search and make sure that you recycle responsibly. But I want to say at the same time, before you just drop it off at a recycling center, you do want to take it upon yourself to make sure that your device is clean. Because some of them will say, well, yeah, we'll just clean it for you, but then they get busy with other stuff, so then your computers are just laying around not being taken care of. So you need to put it onto your head or put it onto yourself to make sure that your devices are taken care of.
Right. No, I wouldn't put that on anybody else. That's something that's one of those things that only you should be doing, you know, because you know what you're willing to let go out there into the world and what you know needs to be disposed of permanently. So
right now, smartphones and tablets is a little bit easier because if you do a factory reset on your smartphone or tablet, then it's going to completely wipe it clean, and then you can take it into wherever and drop it off with the peace of mind of knowing that the device has been wiped. I mean, if you want someone to repurpose it, Yeah, that would be the good thing to do. But, I mean, obviously, if it's an old ratty phone, then you just need to break it into pieces and just take it to the nearest recycling center that can recycle electronics.
Yeah, I used to see, and I haven't seen them recently, but these kind of like vending machine type of things where you're supposed to be able to dispose of something and get cash back or something like that.
Right.
I can't remember. Eco something. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, those are, I mean, as long as your phone's wiped, I mean, you don't want to just like take a phone that hasn't been wiped clean or reset the factory default and drop it in there. What if somebody decides to get into the machine before the phones are taken out? You got valuable data on there.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But as far as your computer and your devices are concerned, I mean, most devices now have enough storage room. And I will say this, that if you have a lot of stuff on your device, that's not going to slow it down. It's once your device reaches capacity when you will notice a slowdown. Because I know people will say, well, you know, can you remove some of this junk off of my computer? It's like, well, most computers have a ton of storage, so that really isn't the problem unless you're, like, right at capacity. But smartphones, if you reach capacity of your smartphone, yeah, you can definitely notice some slowdown. But at the same time, too, to most smartphones, since they never really go off, you probably should turn them off every now and then just to kind of refresh it and get it up and going again, just to kind of clear some of that those programs out and let the phone get a new lease on life.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, that your open apps can be considered clutter, too.
Well, I want to ask you a question, and then you can answer it now or you can answer it after break. But what about my laptop? I use it regularly, but sometimes it gets a little, I call it glitchy, where it doesn't seem like it's maybe downloading the whole page, and I have to do like a refresh, and then it seems like the page downloads properly. What is going on with that?
Off of the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's off the internet, then it would be your internet connection or your web browser slow, because it's pulling all that information off the internet. It's not using your computer's resources at all, really. It's just basically pulling it all of it off the internet.
So it's my internet connection.
Right, that could be going down, especially if you've got a wireless connection.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Yeah, if your wireless is starting to fade out, then it'll be hit and miss with your wireless. So sometimes it'll be fast, sometimes it won't be.
Okay. All right, good to know. We are going to take a quick break. We are here with Burton Kelso. This is Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour. The number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Dimp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Well, hi there. Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Tech Thursday here on G's Power Hour. We're here with Burton Kelso, the technology expert with Integral On-Site Computer Service. And we have one more tip for resolutions for 2020 everyone should make and how to keep them. Before we go to that one, just kind of a reminder of the first five, get serious about cybersecurity, be kind to your data, keep your devices and accounts secure, show your devices some love, unclutter your devices and get rid of old tech. And your next one is set boundaries with yourself and your family when it comes to technology. What are the boundaries about?
Well, most technology is designed to keep you plugged in, especially your mobile devices. So when you get those pop-up alerts on your phone, I mean, they're enabled in an app for a reason, and that's to keep you engaged and plugged in to your favorite app. So it doesn't matter if you're getting news from your favorite news channel or sports channel or even alerts from who's looking at your stuff via email and social media. I mean, those alerts are put on there to kind of trigger an addiction process so that you're engaged into your devices. And so we really need to be cognizant of that that's what these manufacturers want. They want to keep you engaged and plugged in. And so you have to break that addiction phase when it comes to your devices and learn that it's okay to set your smartphone or turn off your computer every now and then. Now, computers necessarily aren't as bad if you're on social media, but your tablets and your phones are just notoriously bad, as well as your gaming systems that your kids play on. So it doesn't matter if you got your kid with a phone or an Amazon Fire Kids tablet or an iPad or even gaming systems. That's the whole purpose of the way they create games for kids, is to keep them addicted and plugged in. Because it used to be, with a computer game, you played it and then you were done. But now they have add-ons and different upgrades and stuff, and that's just to keep you engaged in the game. And the thing you have to worry about with some adults and even with children is that some minds just can't handle all of that information overload when it comes to technology. So it's a good idea to start to practice as adults making sure that you're not always engaged to your technology, but also make sure that your kids aren't always engaged with their technology too. I think we just need to develop ourselves to find non-techie ways to entertain ourselves and entertain our family. Now, I don't think there is as much of a problem with, say, if you wanted to have family movie night with your kids and, you know, your spouse. But at the same time, you don't want every night to be binge night where you're just sitting there binging for hours and not really doing anything, you know.
Right.
And I think you just, everyone needs to incorporate a day or an hour or several hours of unplugging from electronics, and that way just create a habit where you don't have to deal with the digital toxicity of our society, you know, because people get upset because they're plugged in because someone unfriended them on Facebook, or you don't like their political post, or, you know, it's all of that electronic. Because I know some people say that they get off certain social media channels because of the content that they're seeing. But what people fail to realize sometimes is that your content's controlled with who you're connected with. So you need to see the people that are putting the negative stuff out, and you just need to cut it out to kind of just de-digitalize or declutter your life digital. So, I mean, that's my take on it as far as unplugging and just making sure that you don't have too much technology in your life.
Yeah, because, well, a couple of other things, too, is that, one, you might want to just unplug it just for the sake of not draining your power in your house, too, and also not overloading your computers so that they end up burning out. Because I've heard of some cases where, you know, the stuff is left plugged up too long, and you can end up having a fire. So you've got to be careful with that as well, just, you know, some of those safety issues. But also, too, wanted to talk a little bit about something that you had mentioned in the past in terms of people hacking your system in order to get the juice out of it, too.
Oh, you're talking about the crypto jacking,
mm-hmm.
where people try to, And I mean, I don't think that the year closes out. I don't know if crypto jacking is, you know, because Bitcoin is starting to go down a little. So I don't think people are crypto jacking as much as they were. But I mean, that's always
good.
A possibility as far as, you know, as far as utilizing your devices. But like I said at the top of the hour, a majority of the cyber crime that occurs requires user interaction. So if you're not clicking on a link that allows your computer to get crypto jacked, then it's not going to happen. You always, mm-hmm. always have to be cognizant of what you can read all you want to. You have to be cognizant of what you're clicking and what websites you visit. That is the big difference as far as keeping you safe and you getting hacked.
Well, ever since you told me that, I've been a lot more careful in terms of, you know, how long I'm leaving the computer unattended or on or whatever, just because I was noticing some stuff where, you know, I thought the computer may have been off or at least asleep or whatever, and the lights were blinking on the side like something was still going on with the computer. And so I just like, nah, we're not doing that anymore. So, yeah.
Well, keep in mind that your Windows computer and your devices are always phoning home to see if there's updates. So if you see activity on the computer, like the hard drive lights moving and stuff like that, chances are that that computer is just phoning home and downloading updates onto the computer. I mean, they're designed to be on all the time.
Okay.
It, you know, so that way they can phone home and make sure that you have the latest and greatest update.
Yeah. I had a class recently where, because you, like you were talking about, they're always trying to see when they can do the updates. And, you know, if you're not careful, you can get those updates at the wrong time, you know, where they're going to shut down your computer and restart and do the updates. And that takes a while. But we were in a class, and he had gone from the computer and happened to notice that it was about to restart, you know, and that would have kind of thrown the
right
disarray at that point. So, you know, you got to kind of keep mindful of that. So, buying season right now, what's the best tech out there in terms of last minute gifts in terms of phones and laptops and television?
Well, TVs, you want to hold off to the Super Bowl to purchase those because those are the best times to get your television set. But as far as computers and phones, obviously the iPhone 11 is a hot seller, and earbuds, the Bluetooth earbuds or the AirPods, I mean, they're a hot seller too. I mean, everywhere you go now, you just see somebody with Bluetooth wireless buds in their ears. So, I mean, that's always a hot tech item.
Okay. All right, cool. And it's interesting that you talked about the televisions because, I mean, I can't tell you how many televisions I saw around the Black Friday, the Thanksgiving weekend, you know, and I'm like, you know, is it the brand new TVs or is it that they saved up their supply and they're just getting rid of them all at once? I mean, you can't have necessarily the brand new models all sitting out there just to go. Right.
Oh no, they're clearing out old inventory and getting ready for Super Bowl. Because after the Consumer Electronics Show in January in Vegas, that's when the new models of all that stuff comes out. So that they're just clearing out last year's models. But
that's
to be honest with you, I don't know if it really makes a difference if you get. Yeah, it doesn't really make a difference as far as TVs unless you're that tech person who wants to have the latest and greatest. I mean, think about it. I mean, if it's 4K or Ultra HD, I mean, your human eye is going to see it regardless how many millions of pixels the picture has. I mean, so it just depends on what type of person you are. So if you see a TV and you like it, go ahead and get it. Just understand that, you know, if you're wanting to have the latest and greatest, Christmas ain't the time to get it. It's Super Bowl. That's when your new TVs come out.
That's good to know, and I'll just have to remember to remind people of that around Thanksgiving weekend. It's like, okay, you know, if you're okay not having the most updated model, then that's cool, you know, and it might save you some money too, you know, going ahead and just getting something that's not brand new.
Right, exactly.
Just like buying cars. Yep.
Anyway. Yep, that's true.
Yep. Burton, Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year to you. Thank you for taking the time out today.
Oh, no problem. Merry Christmas to you, too. I hope you have a good Christmas, a good Kwanzaa, good
yep.
New Year's. You know, I hope the 2020, the new decade, is full of blessings for you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You, too. You and your family. So thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you.
And for those of you out there looking for stuff to do this weekend, don't, you know, just take the time, go look at some Christmas lights. That's always really fun. But I just happened to also come across, there's a boat parade, a lighted boat parade, that's tomorrow at Lake Monroe in Sanford. I think it starts around 4 o'clock. So that should be a nice time. Just, you know, if it's a little chilly, just take your jacket or sweater and maybe a blanket and bundle up and enjoy the festivities. Have a blessed weekend, everyone. And if I don't talk to you live soon, Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. We got one more day. I'm thinking in that boat parade. Well, he did say the boat parade was tomorrow. But anyway, Hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. I think we have Robert Bowden on tomorrow. It's Friday in the Garden, and then it's the weekend. So have a blessed day. Thanks for listening, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
Thank you.